The North Carolina House and Senate are far apart on their education budgets. State lawmakers have bought themselves another 45 days to come up with a state budget, but school districts have to start planning now for next school year, and the uncertainty is making it hard. WFAE's Lisa Worf reports.
We've been here before. In 2013, lawmakers gave themselves a 30-day extension to settle on a budget.
Yeah, you'd think that we would have figured this out by now, but we haven't.
That's Representative Craig Horn of Union County. This time, lawmakers gave themselves even more time.
We're certainly going to move within that 45 days, and I would hope that we move within 30 days. We just need to sit down and work through this.
That won't happen next week since lawmakers are on break then. Horn is a House Education Committee chairman and knows an extension that long is a tight deadline for school administrators like Jason Van Hoeklem, who are planning the next school year.
That would be 9 days before school starts.
He's the deputy superintendent for Cabarrus County Schools. The House budget wouldn't mean big changes for the district, but the Senate budget would.
If we're asked to decrease class size for the 2015-16 school year, you're going to have every district in the state scrambling to hire more teachers at the very last minute. To say that's a challenge would be an understatement.
Cabarrus County Schools would have to hire another 120 teachers and come up with another 120 classrooms and supplies to fill them. Van Hoeklem says it would be great to have the extra teachers, but then the district would have to lay off a bunch of teacher assistants and do that all on very short notice. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf.